you're not going to hurt our feelings if you say no to this, but have you ever listened to a Because Nerd?
Yes, I've listened to a couple of them, yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay. Oh,
no, good. Good answer. Good answer.
Good answer.
Good answer.
Cool. You're our third listener. Wow, thank you.
All right, we're taking a wrong turn on this podcast right now.
Oh, we have only yet begun to defile ourselves.
All right, let's roll into this one more time. Ready? Go.
Hello, welcome to Because Nerd. This is our 14th episode. It's the 23rd of April, 2020, as we record this. I'm your host, Chris Farrell, and I'm joined today by two of my best and oldest friends, Clint.
What's up?
And Brad.
Yo.
And in addition to them, we have a special guest, Jay Photos.
You did it again. You said his last name like he's Chinese, man.
Ah, we meet again, Jay Photos.
It's not photos, it's photos.
Yeah, damn it.
Yeah. See, a lot of people, because like my last name is spelled F-O-T-O-S, right? So people think I'm either Spanish or I am Asian some reason.
If they see you, clearly Japanese.
Yeah, but no, it's Greek. So it's when we came over at Ellis Island, they used to be like Photopolis, and then Ellis Island like, nope. Photos.
Yeah. Photopolis, what's that bullshit? No, I can't say
No, no, you got to sound more American.
Yeah, I usually say photos, like photos, it's more like a D, photos, I guess.
I gotcha.
And one thing for you to know as well, Jay, right before you jumped on, Chris was asking like, hey man, do I say his last name? Is it Photos or Photos? And we told him not to say Photos and he did it anyway. So that was hilarious.
It's all right. It's all good. We'll edit all this out. It's all right.
I'm not editing that part out.
Oh, fuck that.
That's all running straight. The deep phonic cut of how to pronounce our guest names are why people show up to this
podcast. Yep.
So.
100%.
Yeah.
Yep. 100%.
So you're doing a Kickstarter.
Yes. All right. So, I guess I should do somewhat of an intro on myself if nobody knows who I am.
Nope. No, I'll do it. I was going to do the intro for you real quick, Jay.
All right, go ahead.
So we've got Jay Photos on today as a special guest.
I think it's Photos.
And so he's a multi-award-winning comics veteran who is currently working professionally in comics, hundreds and hundreds of projects. If you're a nerd of any sort, you're going to know it's something that Jay's done. I mean, everything from Spawn, Sam and Twitch, Godzilla, my favorite, Transformers, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, 30 Days a Night. And most recently, kind of in the news, we got Lock and Key. He was a key part in that. Winona Earp, Dungeons and Dragons. And most recently, everybody kind of knows you from the 68 comics, which I was telling Brad about 68 yesterday, which I think is probably one of the coolest. Dude, it's fucking sweet. I mean, it's Walking Dead, but in Vietnam. I mean, that's really cool. And
that's so badass. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, a whole bunch of shit, man. And then he came out with his own comic called Rising Rebels, and I'll let Jay talk about that, but that's also an amazing comic book that he's now doing a Kickstarter for. I went ahead and pledged. Jay, you can tell us what the different packages are, but I got the biggest, baddest one, the Swamp Box.
Yeah, the Swamp Box. Nice. Thank you. Well, let's dive into like the history of Rising Rebels. I mean, working in comics, you're always on like a deadline and a schedule, and you know you got to have a book out every month, and everything's on a timeline, and you just got to kind of get your shit done. And it can be very stressful. With Rising Rebels, I opted just to do it myself rather than going through a publisher. You know, like with 68, we went through Image Comics.
Yeah.
And again, you're under that deadline every month of you got to have your shit out to the printer and to the distributor. And, you know, you're getting orders in from all the retailers and everything's got to be done. And, you know, things can get rushed and stressful, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So with Rising Rebels, I kind of wanted to make it a point of kind of doing it on my own terms and not stress out about it. And
yeah, man,
that's why it's kind of stretched out over a couple of years now, because
yeah.
I mean, even though it's a 4-issue series, you know, yeah, I started off with the floppies and do the conventions and, you know, try to sell them online and through the conventions. And I did very well that way,
yeah,
to the point of like, okay, well, the next stage is obviously you go into trade paperback.
Right.
And, those are expensive. So, yeah. That's why we went towards the Kickstarter route, and
yeah,
that kind of seems to be the way to go nowadays.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that a lot of the creators and artists and everybody are kind of like, you know, taking the reins themselves. And this is proof of it that, yeah, you know, we're just taking this to, we handle everything now.
It's really cool because like there's been a lot of cool shit, obviously, that came out of big industry stuff over the decades. But the shift towards the production scale being a lot smaller and being more in the hands of the artist is kind of a blessing, because it lets a lot more nuanced stuff get through that wouldn't have otherwise.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I mean, because we can customize it more now. Again, going back to like when you're going through a publisher or distribution or a distributor, you're under all these kind of crazy deadlines that you have to get stuff out by a certain time, and it limits you on like doing extra stuff or just doing the stuff we're doing on Kickstarter, that you get all these extra things with it or upgrades, or I can bump it up to a hardcover. You know, there's that option there. It's not like I have to make the decision right away,
yeah,
but the better it does, we add more stuff to it, and it just makes the product better.
Yeah.
With the Kickstarter route and the campaign, you have a month to kind of go, hey, let's have fun with this.
Yeah.
Let's get to our initial goal that we're like, hey, we're definitely going to print. And then as we progress past that, we start adding more stuff to it, you know, and no extra cost to anybody else. You know, we're still keeping everything the same cost, but the better we do, the more stuff you can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, yeah.
So I like this formula. I mean, it's nerve-wracking because this is my first Kickstarter, and it gives you a lot more freedom.
Yeah.
But it is nerve-wracking at the same time.
It's cool. I love seeing the artist unleashed.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully our other two fans are going to come and support it.
Cool. One or two, I don't mind at all.
What's the end date for the Kickstarter?
Tuesday, May 19th.
Actually, you know, we'd like to promote it on all of our social media stuff. We're going to say, you know, all the typical shit. If you can, you know, like, subscribe, share, and then we're going to have somebody win that book.
Awesome. That's awesome. Cool. Yeah. By that time, hopefully we'll meet the stretch goals and all the add-ons and all the other stuff, so people get way more excited about it, you know? Yeah.
Well, I mean, when I was looking at it the other day, looks like the pledges have gone up significantly since even when I was on there a few days ago.
So, I mean, it's kind of steadily going up there, but, you know, promoting as much as I can, and every day I'll be doing updates and, you know, still trying to learn or getting the ropes of the best way to market and promote it and all that kind of stuff. So,
yeah,
you know, kind of tell everybody like, hey, it's done and all we need to do is send it out to the printer, you know, so it's all a learning curve. And so when we go into the next one, you know, I'll know what to do and what not to do. So,
yeah. I had a couple questions for you, Jay. In the design and the way you guys are pitching the Rising Rebels, you kind of put a big emphasis on like a 1980s theme. You're talking, yeah, about like there's a VHS tape and the kid finds the VHS tape. Like, what's this? And his dad's like, oh, shit, you know, you've never seen that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because this is from the very get-go, and I guess we should have kind of started with this, what Rising Rebels is about. It's basically, it's our love letter to 80s horror, you know, 80s VHS horror when we were kids. When I was a kid, you know, you go down to the VHS store and they just have these walls of, you know, box art and all this kind of stuff and whatever got your attention.
Yeah, trust me, you're talking to a bunch of people that used to spend a lot of time in VHS stores. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're in good company.
Cool. Yeah. So you guys get it.
Yeah.
So it kind of starts off that way, that this kid is up in the attic. He's going in through his dad's old stuff and he's finding all these like action figures and stuff. And he's making fun of his dad about how the articulation sucks. I mean, you know, going back to like Star Wars figures, but
right. Exactly.
Then he finds, exactly, you know, all these VHS tapes. And then he pulls out this one, Rising Rebels. The kid wants to watch it and they're like, okay, cool. And then as the story continues, weird stuff kind of starts happening in current time with the dad and the son. And I don't want to give too much away, but it's kind of like a creep show vibe, that there's a story within a story. And when they do put in the VHS tape and the story actually starts, it's right at post-Civil War, and there's a few stragglers that won't conform to the Union, and then there's this one bad guy who's the baddest of all of them, Colonel Knox, and then the Union sends out their special forces unit to go hunt him down. And then they end up cornering him in this swamp, which is occupied by a family of voodoo witches. And they set a curse, and Knox, at his demise, gets pulled into the ground. And we come back into 1983, and when the developer wants to drain the swamp and build a fancy resort and condos and blah, 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 he's out there kind of scoping it out. And the locals are like, eh, I don't know if you want to do that. And then he goes out with one of the locals and they go frog gigging. You're going to learn some Southern frog stuff gigging in here too.
Some noodling, some frog gigging.
Yeah.
So this guy takes them out and they go out frog gigging or whatever. And then they get in a little bit of trouble. And then all the cool stuff starts coming out, you know. Then
chaos ensues and a curse, you know.
You know how it goes.
Now, a lot of people ask, are they zombies? No, they're not zombies. We had our fill with zombies in 68. Kind of wanted to make it a point of, like, let's stay away from zombies. These are more ghouls and more... the curse that was put down was set on the actual swamp itself. Mm-hmm. So the earth basically comes like a glue, and whatever that glue sticks to, it animates to. It would just pull dead stuff out of the swamp and kind of animate it and put stuff together. So you'll see like part snapping turtle, part alligator, part monster kind of thing, you know.
It was like if Ninja Turtles was like a deranged 80s horror movie and the turtles were fused with like alligators and like dead soldiers.
No, ours are more, way more grotesque, like Carpenter's The Thing.
Sweet. Yeah.
So it was a lot of really cool like monster stuff. And then for the Kickstarter, we're adding a bonus story, which is Knox's Revenge.
Oh, yeah.
Which kind of takes place the next day. And then kind of, you know, like true 80s part two versions of every 80s movie, somebody gets killed.
You know? Damn.
Right.
Yeah.
In the 80s, man, I don't know what it is about the 80s, but there was always something buried somewhere on some grounds. And like, if you fucked with those grounds, something came back.
Yep.
And it's like, we will never fucking learn to stop digging up shit. And like, we're going to die from it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, like I said, we added that story that's exclusive to this to kind of give it that extra little push that anybody that did pick up the series while we were putting it out, that this is a bonus story that they would want to check out, you know. So,
hey, Jay, with Rising Rebels being like the Southern, you know, Confederates and kind of, I mean.
Well, that's another thing. It's not really Southern Confederate kind of thing. There's no Confederate flags or any of that kind of stuff. The first opening part of the story is like, just gives you that timeline of where we're at, right?
Yeah.
You know, other than that, it's not like anything like, oh, it's just a Confederate zombie. No, it's nothing like that.
Yeah. It's just an 80s horror fucking comic that's badass, you know? It's kind of cool, too. Like, when I first started reading it, and it was kind of cool because it seems like right now, man, like the 80s were coming back, and especially like from Dungeons and Dragons and tabletop role playing, which is like our bread and butter, what we love.
Yeah.
It's kind of helped for that. So it's kind of cool that this is around now where it's huge.
Well, you know, there's something to be said about the era of the 80s. And
yeah, I think it is, you know, because it's guys like us, you know, we're kind of turning into our grandparents, I guess, in a sense of like, oh, when I was a kid, you guys don't know, you know, like with board games and stuff like that, like in the past few years. I mean, because I work on a lot of board game stuff too. That stuff's through the freaking roof, you know.
Yep. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I barely know how to play any of these games I work on, but like all these big box games with the miniatures and the this, that, and the other thing, you know, they're so intricate. I mean, the rules of these things are like, you know, book.
Back in my day, you'd simply take 2d6 damage plus 2 and you'd be done with it. Now you got all this bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, you know, other than like everybody playing video games to push a couple buttons, but
yeah.
You know, now they're reverting back to these games that make you think, you know, in a way. I like it more because it's more of like what your show is, and a lot like what we're talking about earlier is that you just got dudes hanging out bullshitting and having that camaraderie.
It's pretty much it.
So, you know, with video games and online gaming and all that, you know, you're just stuck in a room by yourself doing all that. But then, you know, Mark Kidwell, the guy I worked on with the series, he's a huge board gamer, you know, and they have like gaming nights and all that kind of stuff. And it's more like a social event.
Yeah, we need that interaction with people. Otherwise, you're stuck at home and you're on a computer, man. You're not really doing much, but board games, things like that, tabletop games, it does help with kind of the social aspect of things. It's not just on a headset on an Xbox, you know?
Oh, yeah. And especially a guy, you know, like me that work in our own little caves, you know, we search out hanging out and bullshit with our buddies, you know?
Right.
So any opportunities that we have to do that, we can.
Yeah, if you sit around playing Xbox, you're just like cussing at 12-year-olds.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, I have to say this during this podcast at some point, you guys. I have to share a little story about when I first met Jay, right?
Okay.
So Danny Marinino, he's a good friend of Jay's, and he and I worked together for a long time and, you know, got to know him. And he's like, yeah, you got to come down to the comic shop. My buddy Jay is going to be down there signing 68 comics. And I was like, fuck yeah, man, let's go meet Jay. That sounds awesome. So we head down there, and I know Danny pretty well. I don't know Jay at all. And he's sitting there signing books. And I remember I made myself look like an asshole, but you'll understand if you've listened to our podcast, I have a bit called Killing Batman. Like, that's my deal, right?
Okay.
And so I show up to the comic shop, and I'm like, hey, what's up? I'm Clint, you know? And you're like, hey, I'm Jay. And you guys were doing the comic book covers where you were kind of doing sketches and taking requests of people and stuff like that. So I was like, hey, man, I know it sounds terrible, but can you make a Colossus like ripping Batman's head off and like humping his head or something, you know? And you're like, what? No, I can't do that. Maybe this guy can. So that was the first time I ever met Jay, and he was probably like, this fucking asshole.
I like how Jay's thing was to be like, me? No. That guy does it.
Yeah.
I mean, I was joking, but I was kind of not joking at the same time. I was just trying to be silly.
Nice.
But yeah, I hate Batman. But I'm glad you didn't do that because, you know, it would have brought you down to my level and that's not good. So
we should have done like a Killing Batman, like Knox versus Batman.
Yeah, right.
Oh, dude, ooh, we could do that. Jay, cool. We got to get you back on the podcast for the I do the Killing Batman segment. And we could do a Colonel Knox versus Batman and just have him slaughter Batman. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I think I can handle that one.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Cool.
So one more question for you.
Go ahead, shoot.
If anybody follows you on social media, there's a lot of turtles in your life. On the Grow Your Own Ghoul figure, I am curious. Is that just a bunch of turtle shit and put a blister package on
it? No. I think you brought that up before, and I'm like, ooh, that's not a bad idea. But no, it's. I don't want to tell you what it is because I want people guessing when they get it. And then I think you ordered that, right?
Yeah.
So when you get it, you're going to have to try to figure out what it is.
But everybody who's guessing turtle shit is wrong.
No. I wouldn't be that much of a douche. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
No. It's okay, Jay. I fully believe that you're going to get my order and you're going to open it up and throw turtle shit in there.
You say that now until you get the turtle shit delivered. Yeah,
Jay, the rest of us at Because Nerd will absolutely double down if you will do that for Clint's shipment.
Nice. Hey, what is turtle shit like? Is it like rabbit pellets?
I think that's our cue to end this podcast.
I'm getting the signal to bail.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, we can. I wanted to have Jay. I want to have on a bunch more, man. There's so much cool stuff. The Rising Rebel stuff is amazing. Like, I think it's the art is great. The story is awesome.
I want to do that Killing Batman for sure. So let's save that one, and then we can go ahead and cut it for now. Build up a couple of these other questions for different projects.
Oh,
that'd
be badass. Stay tuned, kids.
Okay. Hey, thank you, guys. You can follow me on either Facebook at Jay Photo Studios or Instagram Jay Photo Studios or jphotos.com. And there you go. So jump on in and support our project and so we can continue to make some more fun stuff.
Yeah, we'll set up the giveaway where we're going to support it and give it to someone. And then whoever doesn't manage to win it can go buy their own when the thing's done.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Well, good talking to you. We will be in touch again. Look forward to the next time.
It was awesome having you on.
Later, Jay.
Later on, Jay. Thanks, man.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Because Nerd. If you liked it, make sure to subscribe, share, rate, or comment. And check out becausenerd.com for even more cool shit. And if the spirit has truly moved you, you can pledge your support directly to us on Patreon. Because Nerd is a production of Scriptic Media.